Okay, let's dive right in. We need to talk about this huge administrative burden, the one thing that I'm sure keeps every mortgage broker awake at night.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Crafting those detailed, compliant NCCP notes. I mean, they're not just paperwork, are they? They are the absolute bedrock of your audit trail. It's your primary defense if a dispute ever comes up.
It is, and it's so time-consuming, which is why the siren song of generative AI has never sounded louder.
Right.
You see these platforms promising to draft entire compliance files, almost instantly, sometimes generating up to 2,500 words.
And that sounds incredible. But here's where it gets really interesting and, frankly, critically dangerous for anyone under Australian privacy law.
Yes.
The Office of the Australian Information Commissioner, the OAIC, has fired a major warning shot. So, what is the actual danger here?
The danger is this. If you use those big public Gen AI tools, think ChatGPT or similar services, and you enter any personal client data,
Any at all.
any sensitive information, you are fundamentally breaching your data security obligations. That's the compliance nightmare. The moment you paste that data into a public model, you lose all control. It's gone.
Gone where?
It's being scraped and used for global model training. Your shortcut just created a massive privacy breach. So our mission today is pretty simple.
Sure.
How do you get that AI efficiency without walking into that trap?
Okay, so if public tools are out, what's the secure alternative?
It means a shift, a big one. Brokers need to build what we're starting to call a compliance firewall.
A compliance
Yeah,
firewall.
you have to move to secure, closed-loop AI systems, the ones built directly into your main broker platform. Your CRM is no longer just a database. It has to be your compliance copilot.
That makes sense, but I imagine some brokers hear closed loop and just think expensive or slow.
They do, but the real ROI here, the real return, isn't just the hours you save typing. It's all about consistency and quality.
Okay, consistency. How so?
An integrated AI system generates perfectly structured file notes every single time. And that consistency is what demonstrates you're meeting your best interest duty.
Which is what AFCA, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, judges you on.
They judge you on outcomes rigorously. If your notes are all over the place, they'll just assume you haven't done your duty of care.
Quality is the defense.
Got it. So, besides the data leakage, what about the other big risk we hear about? The hallucination problem,
Right.
where the AI spits out something that's totally wrong, but it sounds completely credible. How do you mitigate that?
That brings up the question of accountability, doesn't it? The solution is the human in the loop model. The AI drafts it, but the broker has to retain full control.
So you still have to read everything.
You review, you edit, and you verify. The AI does the heavy lifting, but your job as the licensed professional is to check the crucial facts before signing off.
So if we accept that model as the only safe way forward, where do we actually find this tech? Well, we're seeing two main approaches that keep that compliance firewall in mind. First, you have the all-in-one platforms.
What?
Think of something like creditpolicy.com.au. They build the AI policy engine right into their CRM. The data never leaves their secure sandbox.
Okay, that's one. What's the other approach?
The specialist AI assistants. Tools like BrokerBuddy.ai, for example. They have a tool, Compliance Buddy, that's trained specifically on lender policies, but it operates in its own private secure environment.
So it's not feeding a public model.
Never. Your client data stays your client data.
So this is the key takeaway for you listening. You have to resist that temptation of the easy public AI tools. It's all about a strategy of integrated intelligence.
Absolutely. So we want to leave you with a question to reevaluate your own tech stack. Is your CRM just a filing cabinet? A passive database you're always manually updating?
Or is it something more?
Or is it an active, secure copilot that can find policy, automate workflows, and draft those audit-ready compliance notes, all inside a secure environment? That difference is everything for the future of your business.